Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
I found a really cool bug.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions Podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle.
Greetings!
We have Lauren.
What is a werewolf druid's favorite spell? Barkskin!
We have Matt.
Look into my eye.
We have Steph.
Romantic. Ahoy hoy!
And we have Ben.
Hello.
Hey guys!
Hi Sean!
It's
Hi,
season Sean. Four, hey. It's here! Sorry if I'm a little off, I'm getting over a cold. So I may sound a little funny, and there may be NPC voices that only happen one time. So,
We'll assume that every NPC we encounter right now is getting over a cold.
Yeah.
We'll just make sure we kill them so you don't have to do it again.
Yep.
Right? So right. At this point, if you're just jumping on to the podcast for the first time and this is your starting point, welcome. If you've listened to everything else, I hope you guys are as excited for season four as we are. I think we're just going to kind of introduce as we go along. So I'm going to start off by saying that this, world we are playing in is a world called Naluri. It is a world created by our listeners. So if you go to tabletopchampions.com/map3 or turtle.fyi, turtle.fyi,
so they both work. turtle.fyi/map3 and tabletopchampions.com/map3. They'll both bring you to the new and beautiful map. And for the people who we are on the podcast with right now, they do not work yet.
But
oh, good. I just tried.
Yeah.
But, I was like, not found.
On there, you'll be able to see all the awesome work that our listeners have done to create this world. Yeah, so like I said, it's a high fantasy world, much like the previous one we were in. And this adventure is going to start in Bryce's Landing. Currently in Bryce's Landing, Ben.
Yes.
What is your character and what does he look like?
So my character is named Kalastin Selarov. He's...
Sorry, what was that?
Kalastin Selarov.
Okay, I thought I was... reading your own. Okay.
he normally goes by Kalas. He's a tiefling. He has very pale skin, so he's not like red like you see in like the player's handbook or anything. And he has four small horns that stick out of his forehead.
Ooh.
So from afar, because his skin's not red, you can't really tell he's a tiefling necessarily. Except that he does have a tail.
All right.
And his eyes are orange, like embers in a fire. He wears a leather coat, long leather coat, and leather armor, and he has a tricorn hat.
Okay.
He's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and you said it was, what was it again?
Kalas.
Kalas. Okay. Kalas has just made his way into the guard barracks, or like the guard headquarters. To inquire about something, and you are ushered into the quarters of Marsithin Strongstaff, who is the head of the guard in Bryce's Landing. You're seated at a small wooden chair in front of him. He sits down. He says,
"Oh, you're back again. I don't have any new word for you."
"Really? You have nothing new for me? I have been here how long?"
"I understand. The investigation is still ongoing. All I can assure you is that you don't need to identify the body anymore. The clerics have done a speak with dead and have verified the identity. I cannot give you any details as the investigation is ongoing, but the best I can tell you is you can pick up the body in 3 days.
"Does this normally take this long? I thought this was a simple robbery gone wrong, and now this is...
appears that it's been a little more than that. I don't know what else to tell you at this point. It's an ongoing investigation. I appreciate your diligence in wanting to help, but we have the situation under control currently, and should we require your aid, we will come find
you. Yes, I'm sure you do. Well, thank you for your help.
yes, so you can check back in 3 days. We should be able to release the body to you then.
Excellent.
And he shows you the door. Currently, you are staying with a group of adventurers at the Captain's Cat Tavern in Bryce's Landing.
I'm sorry, the what?
The Captain's Cat Tavern.
Captain's Cat.
It's an interesting place. Since Bryce's Landing is coastal, it also kind of washes into some swampland. Think of it kind of like Cajun Creole swamps, catfish, that whole thing. And it's especially known for, it's the home of the endless oyster soup. The same soup has been simmering for over 30 years. It's just as people order it, they just continue to add to it.
Is that sanitary?
No. There's no way it's kept at a temperature hot enough for that to be sustainable. But okay.
You just made the cook in me cringe a bit, Sean.
Right? So yeah, so what are you doing at this point?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I'm probably going to go head back to the tavern just to find where everyone else is.
Okay. Sorry, I got to pull up the wiki really quick. I'm unprepared.
What?
No. One of us came to this session unprepared? Spoiler alert, it's not one, just one of us.
I just want to make sure I get the stuff right.
I like feel so lost right now.
I'm trying to make like decisions that I'm gonna have to commit to for the next however many episodes.
Right.
Like so many of them have not actually been made yet, but I'm gonna have to make them very soon, I think.
This tavern sits in the Neck, which is a portion of the city. It's not the wealthiest, but it's not the poorest. It's kind of seeing a raise in property value because something called the Circle was just created. And what the Circle is it's a teleportation circle that allows fast travel between other cities that have circles. Different alliances have formed between different cities. So this city has become a hub, as it is coastal, for trading and markets across the world because they have a huge fishing populace and you can get things here. So this part of the city is starting to get more and more wealthy as they're trying to force, you know, lower income people to the less desirable part of town. So you guys,
how many cities have those circles?
I want to say 5 do right now.
Do we know what cities those are?
Yeah.
Sin Amon, Ebrusia.
I'm running fast as I can.
I'll add one to Thistlepot Junction.
Oh,
and
delightful.
Gildos has one.
I'm Gildos? Sorry, what?
Gildos.
You mean Gildos? There's a place called City Gildos?
Gildos.
Gildos.
Did you say the one before that was at the Gibrator Junction? Gibrator Junction?
Jesus. I see season 4 is no different than any of the other
And the
seasons.
First one was at Jutplug?
Jutplug. Got it.
Got Jesus it. Christ. All right.
All right. It took us all of 5 minutes, but we're here. All right. So, So you make your way back to the tavern, and outside, laying on the ground, you see an unconscious human, an unconscious half-orc, and a small gnome with their hand around the neck of a another half-orc with its fist cocked back ready to hit as it says, "I'm sorry, we didn't mean to call you small." Go ahead and make me an attack roll. Lauren, can you describe your character, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm playing a gnome named Brenna Littlefoot, and she is tiny as can be. She has dark skin with dark, like black braided hair. It's kind of like almost like boxer braids almost. And she's just a rough around the edges kind of girl, but she also likes to have fun. So, attack roll, you said?
Yeah, make me an attack roll. An unarmed attack.
I don't know what that would be.
And I'm guessing you're raging.
No, not yet. But not I can't be.
Okay.
just roll your regular attack. It'll be the same attack bonus, just not the same damage.
Oh, okay. So it's going to say great axe, but I promise it's not a great axe.
It's only a mediocre axe.
It's 13. Is
13 is enough to hit. do you wear armor at all?
I don't, actually. Okay.
So just bare knuckles. You hear this guy's jaw crack as he goes unconscious and falls to the ground in front of you, unconscious. And you you see Callus walking your direction.
And she's just going to cross her arms and look at Callus. He called me small.
Well, that was his funeral then.
It will be, but she leaves him. Any luck?
No, they are still delaying, it seems. They say that I can have the body in 3 days, though.
3 days? That seems a little long, Callus.
I agree. There's something not right going on here. I don't know what it is yet, though.
Well, I'm following your lead, okay?
Thank you.
As she just, like, I guess, pats his leg. Because that's as far as she can reach. And then she's going to clamber up into a bar stool. And she go, hey, so, give me an ale.
Currently, as you guys walk into the tavern, you see two figures that you know, that you guys have been adventuring with, that you recognize as, well, first, why don't you guys, let's start with Steph. Steph, why don't you describe your character?
Okay. My name is Boone. I am a female human paladin. I am 6'2" tall, long raven black hair, very pale skin, very, very pale blue eyes, leather armor, basically head to toe, and a necklace around my neck.
What kind of necklace?
It is a necklace that is a opalescent looking snake that is eating its tail with wings.
So is it like on a chain or is it...
It's on a chain around my neck. It's probably the only thing that's distinguishable.
Okay.
Like as far as like my armor and everything. Like I have like high necked armor.
Gotcha. So you're wearing like a gorget and like... Okay.
Yep. All the way to my neck, all the way down my arms and legs. Everything's covered.
Okay. And what about you, Matt?
I'm playing as Cyrus Abal. He's a human as well. His features is he's about 6 foot flat and just almost like a pale brown hair. He has an odd combination of the brown hair with blue eyes, but you only see one eye because he's actually wearing a leather eyepiece, eye patch with a distinct symbol on there. But you can tell he's skinny by the face, but you do see some bulk to him because he is wearing a chain shirt combination being covered with with a large cloak covering him as well. Like it's almost covering the entire body. He's just hiding his armor, his weapons. But you do see the distinct feature, distinct weapon on his back, which is a halberd. And he also has a few scars covering his face, like over the lips, over his one good eye. Like you see a slash over the eyes, like he's seen a lot of fights.
All right. So when I love your guys' characters, by the way. So when Brenna and Callus make their way into the bar, they see Boone and Cyrus sitting at a table together. It's early morning, as though Callus, you left at the crack of dawn to go do this, and it's around breakfast time. So Cyrus and Boone, are you guys getting ready to eat or?
I am probably sitting at the table with, what is a mug that is steaming with, some honey in it, like a honey stick in it. Okay. And I'm just sipping on that.
That's so classy.
And, you know me.
I think you just see Cyrus like doodling, like he has actually a little pad of paper and he's just doodling. And one of those doodles is just Boone, like drinking is like. He's doing like a quick sketch and it's like, he's like telling Boone, he's like, keep your mug right up there. Just one sec. One sec. Okay.
I put it down.
You're a little creepy.
I'm not posing for him.
So you guys, just so you know, you four have been adventuring together for a while at this point. You guys all know each other. The only person you don't know is Kyle's character at this point.
So how have you two been doing this morning? Any fights that you got into?
I'm just looking at him, sipping my tea, like nodding, not even really responding. Just, you know.
It's like, it's been very quiet. It's just no good jobs have really caught my interest and still waiting on news on that body. Have you heard anything?
No, not really. They say 3 more days.
Three days?
We'll see what they say in 3 days.
What could they possibly need that body for 3 days?
Who knows? Perhaps they are investigating the injuries. Perhaps they are covering them up. Who knows?
Or maybe they're doing some really scary experiments on them, and then they're never going to return the body. And she just goes on.
Brenna. So as she goes on, you guys are discussing this over, over some rashers of bacon and some eggs and all sorts of stuff as the servants bring or the waitresses and waiters bring over what you guys normally eat for breakfast. You guys have spent some time in here. This tavern currently is the hub for adventuring in the area and has grown even bigger since the Circle opened. There's a bulletin board here that a lot of different places around the world itself are posting jobs. All the good ones get taken by like the higher level adventurers. So you guys for the last month have been left, even longer than that, have been left with the cleanup duties of, kill these kobolds on this farmland or get this cat out of this tree kind of stuff. And before you guys got together, even on these small, simple adventures, like you would travel with people that would just die on these adventures. and you guys survived and are like, this is garbage, but you finally made a group together and everybody seems to be working well. But as you look over the bulletin board, the tavern appears to be pretty empty. All the good stuff, again, is taken off the bulletin board and there's some really meager stuff like... this well collapsed and we're not entirely sure why. When you know that simply it's a ploy for the farmers to get you to come help them build a well. You've seen this trick before. and so you guys are kind of deflated at the current moment as a tiefling woman walks into the bar.
Brenna picks up. Her ears perk up.
Kyle, why don't you describe your character? Because you guys also see someone sitting at the bar that you don't recognize.
I would imagine that I am actually standing at the bulletin board, investigating it, kind of standing proudly, hands on hips, kind of, or running my finger down the list going, ha, 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 and just laughing at the weakness of the jobs. And what I look like is... The shortest answer is dirty. I've got a long robe that was dyed black, and you only know that it was dyed black because I didn't do that good of a job at it. And it's like, on top of that, there are some kind of brown spots that you like. Well, is that just a bad thing or is it just mud? Same goes. I'm wearing chainmail, but you can't really decide if it's muddy or rusty.
both
or some sort of mix of the two. Human male. I've got sort of an olivish complexion, long black hair that's kind of sideswept over my face. And everything's pretty emo looking is probably what I would say. Young,
so the shittiest of the hedge knights.
Young emo hedge knight is very much so my aesthetic that I've got going on here. About 20 years old. So yeah, that's it.
Okay. So this tiefling woman walks into the bar and she kind of looks around for a minute as you guys get a better look at her. And she's a purple tiefling. She's got white eyes. And she's got some odd, yellow arcane markings on her face. And she looks around and she says, hello? Is this where I look for the adventurers?
Brenna hops down from her stool and approaches her. We're adventurers. What do you need?
I was just curious. I mean, no offense. I have a job. I'm sorry if I came at an inopportune time. I can come back when... It is more apt for me to discuss such matters.
No, no time like the present.
It's opportune for me. I don't know if they're going to do it.
What the fuck?
Here we go.
Hi, Cam. Nice to meet you.
Hi, not interested. So
not
what's
you,
your name,
not
lady?
You. Shaking the hand of the lady.
Whoa, this is everybody. You guys are really jumping the gun here. I mean, that's good that you're excited to help me because I need as much help as I can get.
Well, that's what we're here for. Or I am. I don't know what these people are here for.
Well, perhaps introductions first. I am Semyaza.
Semyaza.
Cam.
Yes, that is correct.
I shake her hand enthusiastically.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Cam. As she goes into a deep bow. Her she's got a very pretty face. She looks like she's in her mid-40s. And you can tell that there's wisdom behind her eyes. She looks the group over and she says, you folk may do. I'm looking for anyone that can come help me. There is a town in the Deep Black just north of here. I own a magic shop there. And my customers, they seem to be coming less and less these days. And there's some weird things going on in the town. It needs to be investigated.
What kind of weird things?
People disappear. And then they will come back eventually sometimes, and sometimes they do not. And when they come back, they're different in a sort of way.
Could the reason they stop going to your shop is because there's a better one?
Shh, nonsense!
Why don't...
No, there is no better shop than where is it? Cannot find the name of the shop.
While you think of the name of your shop, why don't we walk over here where there's less riffraff and people who are more interested in helping? You know, I'm sort of a one man party myself. So,
hey.
And I'm like trying to like guide her into a different part of the bar.
Please. I understand. I understand. But this is going to take more than just one person. I do hope you understand. We are talking about a whole town here, my friend.
I'm kind of a big deal, and
no, you're not. No one knows you.
Yeah, I don't know who you are. Who are you again?
Cam.
Never heard of you.
Hold, because you know what? Because you're not hiring me. So let's go back to your town here. How
Palace?
Far away?
It is about if you follow the road. If you follow the Black Trail out of Bryce's Landing towards the King Road, then you go about 7 hours through the swamps. It's the city of Orlane. It is the small, not even city, very small village. But it does intersect with the King's Road, so we get a fair amount of travelers. But it appears less and less travelers are coming. And I don't know whether they are being abducted along the way or part of this disappearance, but I do not think that one adventurer alone is going to be able to handle this.
Hey, Kyle?
Uh-huh?
Does Cam have a beard by any chance?
I do have a gross kind of unkempt beard.
Okay, thank you. Good to know. I'm booking this for a future reference.
Okay. No, but I don't think...
for a friend.
Yeah.
For a friend.
I don't think you understand. I'm as good as at least three fighters.
Okay, so that's whenever I go over and I'm going to grab Cam by the beard. I'm going to yank him down to my level. Hey! I'm talking to you! You dirty little man.
Not going to lie, this one seems like a pretty worthy fighter.
You will do well to listen to her.
I look at Boone and is like, do you think we're going to have to worry about the guards again?
Go of his beard.
I straighten up and like pretend like I'm some sort of important person, but really all I'm doing is brushing even more dirt off of myself onto the ground.
So in the interest of enticing you to come assist with this matter,
enticing
I can offer
us.
You some assistance up front. To come assist. And she pulls out a longsword. And she says, are any of you capable of wielding a longsword of this nature?
I am. And I pull out a similar longsword.
And she says, you will find this very, very useful. It is bound to me, but you can use it for the time being. Should you prove that you are able to do this, you may keep this, as well as some gold that I may find, or may give you when all is said and done. This appears to be a +1 sword.
Sweet. +1
longsword.
She also pulls out three potions of healing. And she says, you can use these as well. And perhaps this will assist as well. And she pulls out a bag that appears to have a big black space in it. This appears to be a bag of holding.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
She says, you may use the potions at your disposal. Both of the other two magic items are I know where they are at all times. So should you try and make off with them, I will find you. Trust me. But you may use them in your travels. When you are done with the adventure, they are yours. And I will also offer you a modest reward for fixing this issue.
Okay.
It's the best job we can find, so I say we take it.
I'll let you guys, the less seasoned fighters, take those healing potions. I don't need them.
Brenna's like pulling up her sleeves of her shirt, like rolling them up.
Right. I was talking about these two. I'm assuming I was putting it Cyrus and Boone.
You see Cyrus look at you, and he just has like a smirk on his face, like he knows better.
Kallus will go and grab the bag of holding and a healing potion.
I thought he was gonna say Brenna for a second. I was like, "Good luck, buddy."
She says, "Okay, great. Deal is done. Then I will be waiting here for you. I do not wish to return to the town for the chance that I may be taken myself, and then I will not be able to pay adventurers to take care of this for me."
So, when you say they come back a little weird, what do you mean? Like, they can't talk to you? Like, what are
they
the
symptoms? They seem just different. Happier, in a way.
Happier?
But unsettlingly happy.
Isn't being happy a good thing? I mean, don't get me wrong. It's
usually,
like,
the people of this village are more wary of outsiders. These ones that come back, they seem a little more eager to talk to the outsiders that come.
Like plucky optimism, happy, like
something. And then sometimes they'll disappear again. It is very weird. The swamps are a bizarre place, but never have they been this dire.
Well, we'll check it out.
We will figure out what is happening.
It'll be easy.
All right.
It'll be easy.
All right.
Sorry, Kyle.
It's okay.
And, it is morning. I do not know when you choose to leave, if you are leaving now, if you are staying and going in a little while, but I'm going to get a room, probably not in this hovel. When you come back, you will be able to find me up at the Blasted Well.
Yes, the beds are terrible here.
Yes, but I have a little more coin than most, so I'm going to find a better accommodation. No offense to your quaint little, and she looks around, oyster tavern, but I need a better room more well suited to myself.
I feel you there, I say, looking like I slept outside in a bush.
She looks at you quizzically and nods, and she says, but like I said, you'll be able to find me at the Blasted Well.
Excellent. Then we shall return. It should be no more than a couple of days, really.
No more than a couple of days. All right. Well, and she rubs her hands together. She says, best of luck, as she bows and walks her way back out the front door with some sort of grace. And she turns and walks down the street.
Okay.
I love that NPC voice.
So, you want to go now? Or you want to leave in the morning?
It is morning now. You would wait until tomorrow. What would you do?
Is it the morning now?
Yes, it's the morning now. It's like early morning.
Then never mind. Let's go.
It's like, are we letting him go with us?
Letting? I'm part of that deal. I've got her sword.
He does have the sword.
He has a point. Besides, the last person who came with us
died.
Perhaps he will be more competent.
Kallus, we don't have very much good luck with other people. Just a friendly reminder. But maybe he can survive.
I'd like to see them try.
First character death.
I know. But it's fine. It's okay. It's so terrifying because I have 27 hit points, and that's actually like a fair amount. And
I have 25.
Yeah, it's so low. It's so low. It scares me. Okay, sorry.
I think we do this every new campaign.
I know, though. I know. I haven't played a level 3 character in ages.
All right.
You guys are so squish.
Yeah.
Squish. Yep.
At least we're not level 1.
Squishy.
So yeah, are you guys making your way out of town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little bit of the area. You guys know that Bryce's Landing is coastal. Right up on the coast and just kind of rimming the coast are farmlands, but Bryce's Landing kind of sits on a swamp. The swamp extends behind Bryce's Landing into what's called the Deep Black. It is a very large swamp, and there's two roads that go through it. The one going north is the Black Trail, and then it intersects with the King's Road, which goes the entire east-west direction through the swamp. And she said that somewhere along this Black Trail, about 7 hours journey in, is the city of Orlane, or the town of Orlane.
Okay.
Any preparations you want to make before you leave, or?
I think I got everything I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do too.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yeah, we all have our standard packs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything like major landmark between there and that we know about?
Not really. There's a tavern in there that it's on the King's Road. It's a little further. You guys know of this tavern that basically it's renowned because it sinks into the swamp every year, and every season they have to build a new level onto it. because the bottom level sinks, so they lose, you know, part of it every year.
So it's Venice.
Pretty much, kind of, except for it's just lost to antiquity. There's probably, you know, 50 stories beneath it.
Damn.
Well, you know.
That's what happens when you build a castle in a swamp.
Yeah. Location, location, location. All right.
As far as the paths that go through the swamp itself is almost impassable other than the path. Where there is land for the path to be on, it has to be constantly maintained. And then it's like stilted wooden planks that make it across the watery areas. It's dark. It's mucky. It's like the Swamp of Sorrows from Neverending Story. Where
this
that horse
like
died.
A great way.
Cam,
I know.
Cam would be leading and enthusiastic and kind of like making a game out of jumping from plank to plank and moving like annoyingly fast.
You know what I'm going to do, right?
Yeah, it's cool. Do it.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to trip him at least once with my great axe. Like he's like the blunt end of my, like the pommel, I guess, end of my great axe. I want to trip him.
Okay.
So I don't know what to roll for that, but I want to try.
Okay. It would be attack roll.
Athletics?
Would I see her doing this?
Probably.
Okay. Like, do I need a perception check? Like,
no,
you know, to
get
see
that complicated with it. I mean,
okay, then I'm going to like see that she's going to do it, and I'm going to silently grab her hand or like her arm, and kind of look down at her and just quickly shake my head no.
So
okay, that's fine.
Do you want to make a deck? So are you going to volunteer?
No,
to stop?
I'll just voluntarily not do it. If Boone is going to get on to me, I'm done. I'll just kind of defeated sigh, just look to the ground and kick a rock or something, but keep walking.
I then whispered down, I was like, maybe next time.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to shake my head.
I'd like to think at this point I miss one of my jumps and trip and fall into the mud.
You trip and fall into the mud as you see two eyes looking at you from the swamp. As something lunges out to bite you.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Before the eyes thing, I like to think that Cyrus is like just quickly takes a piece of paper and doodles the Kyle's character, Cam, just like face eating into the mud. And he's like,
okay. And as he notices the eyes looking at him, you two notice you are putting them into your drawing as a thing bites out at, what's your character's name?
Cam.
Again? Cam.
Cam. Cam, make me a... Oh, actually, I gotta roll it. I'm just gonna do it here. 14 against your AC.
That's a miss.
As the crocodile lunges at you and misses, and then goes back into the water.
now I'm pulling him back towards us because I actually don't want him to die. Like, oh no.
I dive after the crocodile with my sword.
Okay. What are you doing?
Well, you can get an opportunity attack if you'd like.
All right, deal. 17.
17 hits. You take a chunk out of its leathery back, but it descends into the swamp.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You told that alligator.
I give the picture to Cam as like, for the memories. And you just see...
It wasn't a crocodile. It wasn't an alligator.
I wipe my the mud off my face using the picture. Thank you. Thanks. I needed that. All right. Onward. And then I start jumping between the flanks again.
Okay.
Perhaps you should be more careful.
It's a little mud.
Okay. Other than that, your day pretty much passes without incident. At this point, it's getting on to be about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. As you pass what appears to be a small, like, stilted house with some alligator skins on the front, as well as like a giant turtle carcass. And there appears to be a young, pretty woman kind of cleaning out the turtle carcass as she looks at you and runs into the house.
Like a runaway in fear, or?
Yeah, like a runaway in fear.
Well, that's weird.
Oh, you're scaring her.
Maybe
sorry,
it's
sometimes,
you.
Sometimes I have that effect on people.
Okay.
Yeah.
At this point, you kind of see some figures form behind the curtains in there.
Maybe they've seen something.
He's like, we do not mean any harm. Can you please speak with us?
You get no response.
Maybe they're shy.
Brenna's going to knock on the door.
Okay.
Hello? Excuse me?
He opens the door and he's like, keep it down. You're scaring my daughter.
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Brenna, and I'm going to extend my hand out to him.
He doesn't take your hand. He looks down at your hand and he says, what brings you to these parts?
She's going to keep it held out the entire time. My friends and I, she's whispering because she thinks that she's being loud. My friends and I are investigating some disappearances. Do you know anything about that?
Hold on. I don't know about, I mean, maybe things are weird here. You guys are coming into Orlane, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm not entirely sure what's going on, but weird things have been happening. And people are different.
Like, unusually happy?
Yeah, you might say so. Usually people would be nervous of folk like you coming into town, but man, they're like happy to talk to new people coming into town. It's weird. So, I mean, if you pardon my daughter's reaction, we are not interested in meeting with folk.
Well, fine, but counterpoint, do you know, like, an area where they go disappear? Like, when they walk into an area, they go disappearing? Do they disappear out of their homes?
No, most of the people that disappear are coming into town to stay. They come into the tavern. Well, one of the two taverns.
Tavern?
Hey, Sean.
There's two taverns. There's the Golden Grain Inn, and there is the, the inn of the Slumbering Serpent.
Just watching this guy answer her questions, do I think that he's being truthful?
Make me a insight.
17.
You're fairly certain this guy's on the level. He seems pretty nervous of you guys. And knowing what you know of all the disappearances and stuff, you imagine he's just being extremely wary of anybody that comes to his door because he doesn't want anything to happen to his daughter.
Right.
Fair.
He says, look, you best be on your way. Just take care when you're in Orlane.
Okay. I don't know what to say next, so I'm just going to leave now.
Thank you for your assistance.
Absolutely. Do me a favor. Don't come on back here. You scared my girl half to death.
I can't make that
you
promise.
You might be small, but you're fairly imposing there, friend.
Ain't that the truth? Ooh. And then I shuffle off.
I am not small. I am perfectly normal for my age. And she's going to turn around and huff off.
As he closes the door and you hear some muffled speaking from inside the house, as there are multiple voices in there. So, you guys are now left in front of this house. It sounds like the city of Orlane is just, or the town of Orlane is just a...
Onward?
And, yeah, let me link a map to this town. because there's one online.
Whoa.
Woo!
Because this is a well-known old adventure. And as you've heard, there are two inns here. There's the Inn of the Sleeping Serpent and the Golden Grain Inn, I believe is what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. And as you make your way in, there are people kind of making their way about town. Some of them shy away at your presence. Some of them just kind of look you over. None really come up to you initially.
Okay.
There appears to be a bunch of different types of buildings here. Are you guys going to spend some time looking around the town? Or are you going to...
Should we head to one of the taverns and just chat around with folks? What do you think?
Yes, that seems to be the best place. Taverns always seem to have rumors that are always in good supply. Maybe there'll be a rumor of all these disappearances and reappearances.
Yes, well, the man we just spoke to, he said that the people who disappeared were at one of the inns, so...
Maybe we should all go check out an inn.
Which one are you guys going to go to?
Which one's closest?
You don't know.
We are going to wander around until we find an inn.
Yes.
Okay.
Deal.
Let's see here.
Roll a d20. Since How many minutes?
No one wants to talk to us.
I'll be able to see.
Yeah.
Brenna actually will approach someone who looks willing to talk to them.
It appears if you guys are going... Okay, you're going to approach someone who's willing to talk to you. It says... They say, "Oh, hey there!
Well, hey, Mister!
You appear to be new here.
I am, and these are my friends and some random guy that followed us. Could you tell us when you say that?
I give a weird look at Cyrus. Like I point at this guy, like, and I make a weird face.
This is gonna set off.
He says, "Oh, yeah, the Golden Grain Inn. If you just cross that bridge over there." Make your way up the path to where it crooks, and then take a left down the path. It'll be your first right.
Okay. Hey, mister, I got a question. I got another question for you, if you're not busy.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Have you seen any weird things happening around here? Like people disappearing?
Nothing weird here. This is just a small little farm town. I mean, weirdest thing that happened here is when Mary Sue got in that kerfuffle with Jared. And about going to the town fair.
Hey Sean, do I think he's lying? I got a 16.
Yeah, something's a little off in his demeanor.
Why would they get in a fight on the fair? I don't know. Well, thank you, sir, for your time.
Oh, it's no problem. Just be careful. Don't cause no trouble here.
I can't make any promises. And she's going to turn around and wheel off in the direction that you just described.
All right.
Sorry, Sean, guys. This is just who I am.
Can I, do a perception check? Like, maybe see how everybody's perceiving us, or do we see anything off in town?
Yeah, make me a perception check.
First roll, 7.
Pretty much what I described to you. Yeah. People are just looking at you, going about their business.
All right, well, once we walk away from that guy, Carlos will, call everyone over. That man was not telling us the whole truth. There is something going on here.
Not too surprising, but what do you think? Do you think they're just trying to hide all the disappearances?
Maybe he just didn't trust you.
It is possible.
I have a very trustworthy face, though. Maybe it was you.
I'm not the one who's saying he's lying.
Boone, what do you think?
And I, just kind of I clear my throat and then just kind of wave my hand of, I don't know.
Well, Callus, should we just go check out this tavern and thing? What are
Probably.
We doing? Okay.
Perhaps
so you guys are going to the Golden Grain?
Yeah. I want to look for one of the people who's trying to avoid talking to us.
Okay. You see a middle-aged man who is basically sweeping up a porch as you walk by to some sort of shop, and he kind of just looks at you and then averts his gaze.
Carlos will approach the man and say, "Greetings, friend. I am Carlos. I was looking for the inn
Could you point me in the direction?
Yeah, the inn, which one are you looking for?
The
Slumbering Serpent or the Golden Grain?
Which one's the better?
Well, which one, how
Excuse you, Callus. I think you got a bug in your throat.
Yes, I think it is the fresh air. It has done terrible things to me. how long has the Golden Grain Inn been there?
The Golden Grain Inn is probably about 30 years. It's newer than the Inn of the Slumbering Serpent, only by about 5-10 years.
Interesting. Have you noticed anything strange happening around town?
Yeah, disappearances. Some people saying that it's cultists.
Any idea where these people disappear to?
No idea. They come into town and either they're never seen again or they show back up and they're just a part of the town. A lot of them go to the temple. Everybody goes to the temple, but, it's just kind of it's an odd state of affairs. You should watch yourself while you're here, friend.
Thank you. I do not wish to take up more of your time. Thank you for your information.
No problem.
What do you say, Callus? I wasn't paying attention.
Should we continue to the end, then?
I found a really cool bug.
He said that he suspects that there is some sort of cult that is causing the disappearances and the strangeness of the people who return.
Brenna's face just furrows a little bit.
I don't suppose he gave you an idea of where these cultists would be, would they?
Well, if everyone knew where they were, it would not be as much of a problem. They would have found them and dealt with them themselves.
Yes, but I was just hoping for an easy job today.
You're in the wrong business, buddy.
We're adventuring. It's never easy.
Should have taken the job to save that kitten from the tree then.
Ben, you're so sassy.
I love this character, Ben.
So sassy.
Ben, I would like you to take inspiration. This is the most out of the box that you've been on any character, and I love it.
Thanks.
You sound so excited.
I am.
It's a good character. All right, so are you guys making your way to the Golden Grain Inn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's starting to get on into evening.
How far away is that inn?
It's pretty close. I mean, it was mid to late afternoon when you guys got here. It's getting into evening. It's a large wooden inn. It's there's sheaves of wheat along the roof. There's a sign with a cluster of wheat on it and a pitcher of beer. And it says the Golden Grain Inn. And there's an empty stable, attached to it.
So, do we have a plan?
No.
All right. Your silence is a no.
I was just sort of going to ask around and try to find anybody who's acting weird.
I'm just gonna keep an eye out and see if there's anybody suspicious we need to interrogate and see maybe they will give us the answers we need.
Okay.
No, don't start with that at least. we don't want them all to start attacking us in the middle of this.
Well, we don't have to attack them in the inn. We can just follow them.
I think Boone is just going to walk into the tavern and go find a quiet spot and just observe.
All right. So when you walk in, you enter the common room. It seems like a nice place. The people are kind of subdued. Usually they seem to be sitting alone. And the ones that are sitting together are not really talking to each other. There's no lit fires in the fireplaces. And there's, several tapped barrels of beer behind the bar, and there's a barkeep.
Okay. So I'm going to go walk up to the bar and okay. I'm going to take out my own tin cup and I'm going to pour water into it and hand it to him and say, please heat this up for me.
Oh, you want me to heat something up for you? I mean, usually people come here to, okay, you gonna buy on anything or you just
the water, please.
Okay. That I can do for you. Then he takes the cup of water. Back behind the bar and sets it atop a little
almost like a candle with like a glass jar, and sets it to warm for a little bit.
I stroll up and ask for, I will take your finest ale.
Finest ale? Okay, probably
make that too. He's buying
the Orlane special. Okay,
and he pours out two mugs of what appear to be a very dark dark ale. Sets it down. He's like, "That'll be 2 gold."
Thanks, Cam. And I'm grabbing mine and I'm walking away.
I just give you a look, but put the 2 gold down. Women, like... right?
Do you have any mead?
Yeah, I can muster up some mead for you.
I'm not paying, and I walk away.
I whisper to the bartender. He's like, put it on his tab.
You didn't. There's no collateral there, friend.
he's paying.
I don't know about that. He already just closed out his tab.
He's paying, and I roll intimidation with an 8. Oh my god!
Oh no!
He says,
"Matt, come on!"
And he looks over and he's like, "Hey, you paying?"
Nope.
He's not. He says he ain't paying.
Fine. How much?
Tell you what, friend. You're new here. Call this one on me.
You're a good man. Thank you. And I just take it and go.
And he says, might I be able to interest you in a room this evening? You appear weary from travel.
I look to the group. He's like, how long do you think this is going to take?
I don't need a room.
I was like, is it good that we stay there for the night? Or is it better if we actually camp?
It's probably...
Weird shit's been going on. I don't know if it's a good idea to stay there.
What if, and this, Brenna will oppose this idea. What if we set up like a bait? It's what we used to do all the time. It's like a bait. Like we used to do this in the Mercenary Guild and we'd set up a bait. So kind of like a, hey, look at me. If we're hunting a target, then they can see something that, ooh, that's a great opportunity. I'm going to take it. And they fall for it. And then, yeah.
What would
it
we,
made sense in my head.
What would we bait them with?
Well, if one of us were to stay in the room. If one of
perhaps,
us stayed in the room.
Perhaps we should not be discussing this out in the open, though.
Oh.
Eyes are kind of looking at you.
Never mind.
You guys are kind of bizarre, and they're like, okay, they go back to doing what they're doing.
Is there anything, though, odd about the make of these people, or is anything, like, weird happening?
Everybody appears to be kind of keeping to themselves.
Because, yeah, so I got my tea, and I'm just watching everyone.
There's none of the, like, overly happy people, like, hanging out and being overly happy?
No, not really. You wouldn't take it, like, no one is overtly afraid of you.
They're just really more minding their own business.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm not a big fan of, in beds, right? I don't need fleas again, right? So, I'm gonna make camp outside. I would urge...
Or bathing, for that matter, it seems.
Okay. Y'all want to bait? Go ahead. Catch you in the morning, I guess.
What is this bait?
But, Carlos will go over to the barkeep and say, how much for a room?
Be 2 silver a night.
Wait, hold on. 2 ales was 2 gold and a
room? You ordered the finest he had.
All right. Jesus.
You did.
I didn't know that this place had like a fucking Dom Perignon of ale in there. Jesus. It was probably
moderate.
Dusty as
hell. I mean,
hell.
And he says it's moderate accommodations. It's nothing fancy, but it should serve you.
So right. Why don't we all try to get rooms close to each other? And, like, Boone and I can share a room, and Cyrus and Callus and maybe Cam, I don't know, can share the other room next door.
And
that way...
Max 2 people to a room, please.
Just
we're trying
kidding.
To run a business
Cam,
here. Otherwise,
no,
everybody would just cram into one.
Oh, I don't want to.
Don't like ends. Thanks.
Is he going to get kidnapped?
I mean, I'm not that committed to the character yet, I guess.
No, I'm saying if he goes and camps outside, he's going to be the first one to go.
All right, Kallus will say, yes, 2 rooms, please. And he'll fork over the 4 silver.
Okay. So 4 of you are going to stay in. Cam's going to stay out?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you guys are going to kind of stay in, observe the bar for the evening, and then make your way up to bed?
Brenna is eventually going to try to, like, work her way around the tavern and try to see if anyone has any information about any cultists or anything like that.
Okay.
Or get any information about any of the weird shit going on.
Yeah, some people are hesitant of you. And then one person makes their way up to you, and they say, well, howdy there.
Well, hi there. I'm Brenna, and she extends her hand.
Hi, Brenna. I'm Peebo Lockie.
Peebo Lockie? That's quite a name there, sir.
Yep, you can blame the patrons for that one.
And what can I do for you, Peebalaki?
I'm just curious. We don't see new folk around here very often. Just curious on what your business is here in town.
Well, we're just kind of traveling through and,
making your way up to the King's Road, I assume. Probably coming from Bryce's Landing.
Yes, sir. You got it. You know, and we heard some weird rumors going on around about some cult activity.
Oh, shucks. There ain't no cult activity going on in this town.
You know, that's kind of what I was thinking, too, but I was asked to check, so I'm checking. You're not a cultist, are you?
If I was, I'd have to tell you.
Can I insight?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's 15.
Something in his demeanor is a little off to you.
I hope you tell me, because it's going to be unfortunate if you don't.
Oh, shucks, friend. I wouldn't lie to you. We're just a sleepy, quiet town here. We go to temple, we live our lives, and, you know.
What god do you worship at your temple?
Oh, this here is the temple of the Saiyanin.
Temple of the what?
Saiyanin.
Temple of the Saiyanin.
Saiyanin, just a temple of Saiyanin.
Saiyanin. She says it a few times just to make sure she can get it. I'm sure eventually she does.
You must have heard of her.
No, I haven't, actually. Who is she?
I should have this memorized at this point. I just picked a god at random.
It's okay.
You picked a god you used before, Sean.
I know I did. I'm real bad at this game. I'm bad at Dungeons & Dragons. All right. Well, she's the daughter of the night skies and the goddess of moonlight.
Goddess of moonlight, you said?
Yeah,
but
it's pretty dark in these woods. She's a good old elf lady.
That's cool. So, Peebalaki, what do you do in town? Did you farm?
Oh, me? I'm a carpenter.
You're a carpenter.
I'm a carpenter by trade. Me and my wife live right up the road there. Feel free to pay us a visit and check out our wares.
Well, that's delightful. Hey, I have a friend that last I heard she lived in town, and I was hoping maybe you could point me out to maybe where she is. Her name is Samazia. What the fuck was her name, guys?
Semyaza.
That's your job.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're talking Semyaza, the one that deals in them occult wares.
Occult wares?
Yeah,
no.
She sells all them magic items.
Ah, she does deal in magic. That's pretty cool, though. Where's she at?
Really? If you excuse me, I should be going.
Why?
I gotta get back to my wife.
Peebalaki, wait! Wait!
Peebalaki must be getting home.
But it's 6 in the evening.
Yeah, well, us small town folk roll up the streets pretty early.
Okay, well, it was nice to meet you, Peebalaki.
Nice to meet you, too. You enjoy your stay here in the town of Orlane.
I'm going to.
If anybody was curious if the Southern Charm would carry over to Nallery, there's your answer.
As he's walking out the door, I'm just going to tap.
He was outside. He's like on the road. Because you said you were walking around the tavern.
I think you scared him, Brenna.
I'm going to follow him in stealth.
Okay.
15?
Yeah, you're able to, in the setting sun, kind of make your way up behind him and... He appears he was telling the truth. He makes his way to a small carpentry shop, works his way inside, and you hear some talking going on the inside.
Well, that's dull. I'm just going to go back to my party.
At this point, I would assume... wait, how late is it? It's not that late, actually. So maybe we're still talking to folks in the bar.
One thing... No, actually. Never mind. You're talking to folks in the bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chatting people up. Yeah,
you're chatting some people up. One person who is kind of resistant to talk to you. Make me a persuasion check to talk to some people.
Sure. 11.
And then he says, they're like, I really don't want to talk to strangers right now after, you know, the carpenter's daughter went missing and all.
Well, let's get to know each other. We won't be strangers.
She went missing.
No, I better not. If you'll excuse me, I gotta make my way back to my house. And he gets up and leaves.
I'm just walking around, like, offering people if they would like a portrait for a small amount, like maybe a tip or anything like that.
Make me a performance check to display your art and convince people.
Oh my god, 10.
We don't need fancy stuff like portraits here, son.
Well, are you sure? It's,
me and my wife done had ours done 15 years ago, and it looks as good as the day it was made.
Look at this photograph.
That's exactly how he presents it.
It's like, well, if you don't want a portrait, can you at least, answer some questions, for somebody that's new in town?
Sure. They're kind of hesitant. Give me a, persuasion.
16.
All right. One question, young buck.
I've been hearing some rumors lately. I heard this town's not too safe anymore. It's like, do you know why that is? It's like, I'm thinking of bringing in my family, and it's like, I kind of want to keep them safe, if you know what I mean.
You probably don't want to be bringing your family here, friend. Strange occurrences. I'd say get out while you can.
What's going get on? Out.
Disappearances and all. Carpenter's daughter got taken not too long ago.
What happened?
Their whole family disappeared. They came back, said their daughter was missing, but I don't know.
That's He's terrible. Like,
look, I probably should be going. Prying ears might hear. You do well to leave this place, son. Leave this town and never look back.
Well, thanks for the warning.
And he gets up, puts on his hat, and walks out. At this point, it's getting on pretty late in the evening.
So it's at this point that I'm going to go outside and make camp.
Okay. Just kind of near the... Okay. Who's sleeping together in rooms?
I think we already, like, set that up.
Yeah, Brenna and Boone.
Okay.
And Callus and Cyrus.
Cyrus and Callus.
Yeah.
The okay. B team.
All right.
Team B coming at ya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is the lamest thing I've ever said.
So you guys make your way up to the room. Everything seems pretty uneventful. Like you said, very modest accommodations. They're single bedrooms, so you guys each have to share a bed.
Callus will say,
you could keep the bed.
We should. Well, thank you. But I was going to suggest that we take watch. I do not know what is happening in this place.
I'll keep watch, but I'll let you know when if something goes wrong.
Good.
Meanwhile, in the other room, I'm kidding.
Is there something you want to do, Lauren?
Boone, you're really quiet today. Are you okay?
I'm fine. What are you talking about?
You sound sick.
You would know that's just kind of how she sounds.
That's my voice. Sorry if you hate it.
There's a good reason for it.
Yeah,
we'll get to that eventually.
I'm better. And it, like, it makes sense with the tea and stuff, but
okay, continue.
No, that was it. Brenda's gonna say. Brenda's gonna say, I'm tiny. We can share a bed. It's okay.
Okay. I'll be back. So I assume you're getting ready for bed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sean, if I go out in the hall, is it like quiet? Is there anybody around?
No, there doesn't appear to be anybody around.
Okay. So I'm just going to kind of pace up and down the halls and like mutter to myself.
Okay.
Okay. Just, you know, because I need a moment and I'm just going to pace back and forth down the hall and just like kind of mutter to myself. You'll hear it like sometimes get maybe a little, you know, heavy and angry, but, you know, just, you know, muttering.
Okay. Do you eventually make your way back to the room?
Yes. I do okay. That for just a few minutes and then I go back into the room and see Brenna.
Okay. So, Cyrus and Callus, who's taking first watch?
Cyrus is.
And are you taking it outside the room or inside the room?
Inside the room. I have myself facing the door while leaning against the wall, and I'm just like doodling.
Okay. And Boone and Brenna go to sleep. About an hour or two go by when Boone and Brenna feel the sheets pulled tight against them as though they're being held against the bed, and gags begin getting put over their mouths. And that's where we'll end the episode.
Oh.
I knew. I was like, where was your trap, Lauren?
Jump cut to Cam, who's sitting up against a tree writing in his diary. Dear diary, I think I made a new friend today.
Spoiler alert, the Golden Grain Inn is the cult tavern.
Yeah.
I think we figured that out.
Yep, well.
Yeah.
Nailed it right on the head, kids. First try.
Nailed it in one. As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our subreddit at turtle.fyi/reddit. Join our Discord at turtle.fyi/discord. Drop in at the Silver Strings Tavern for some drop-in D&D at turtle.fyi/adventure. And join our Patreon at patreon.com/tabletops. Finally, you can, of course, follow us on Twitter, Tabletop Champs. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I am at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
And I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at the Nat1Lady.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
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 Soundbite.